Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Qur'an al-Hakim, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. The pious elders, pious predecessors, have with regards to this verse, have given their tafsir, their commentary, and they have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in this verse, in this blessed verse, placed a big favor, a very big favor on the human being. In which way? In such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained the method to attain His qurb, His nearness. He's explained the method, the means, the way to reach His qurb, Allah Ta'ala's qurb. Because this is not a small thing, this is not a minor thing, that a person obtains such a path through which the human being gets close to his Rabb, Allah. This is a big achievement, a big attainment. And especially, alhamdulillah, those who are seeking that they attain Allah Ta'ala's qurb, Allah Ta'ala's nearness, and they get close to Allah. So dhikr of Allah creates the qurb to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah, the action of remembering Allah, it creates the way, it paves the way to attain Allah ta'ala's qurb. And as a person progresses in dhikr and improves in dhikr, then the qurb of Allah ta'ala also increases and improves. The nearness to Allah ta'ala improves. And if dhikr increases, when a person becomes fanafal dhikr, then he becomes fanafullah, then he becomes totally occupied in the love of Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala's ahkams, Allah's orders will be implemented. Allah Ta'ala's qurb, Allah's ma'rifah, Allah's love, Allah's nearness, everything he will have attained. And he attains these levels and stations through the dhikr of Allah. All of the pious predecessors, the walis of Allah who were made, who achieved something, who attained Allah Ta'ala's nearness. So remember this lesson, my friends. Because, praise be to Allah, this is a majlis of tazkiyah, and you brothers are here for this reason. And our pious predecessors, their lessons, we are revising, we are reminding each other that this point we need to strengthen in our lives. We should stick to Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. We should adhere to Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. Wahid, wahid. If Allah Ta'ala has given the ability to any human being to do the dhikr of Allah, then he or she should understand that Allah Ta'ala has opened the door to his love. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah himself is announcing in the Qur'an. Clear cut. However much an individual wants to be close to Allah, Allah Ta'ala has opened the way. The more you do dhikr, if you increase your dhikr, Allah says, remember me, then you will attain increase in my love. Your love with me will increase, your nearness to me will increase, your relationship with me will improve. And Allah Ta'ala says that the dhikr of Allah doesn't just make us close to Allah in some minor way. No, obviously a person has to be pure and clean to attain Allah Ta'ala's qurb. Without that, we cannot attain Allah's nearness. So this is the quality of dhikr, that as a person remembers Allah, his sins are removed. His sins are removed. This is important. This is necessary. Remember this point. Some people say that, am I benefiting from dhikr? Am I not? Remember, this is the verse of the Quran. Allah is saying, the question doesn't arise that a person does dhikr and dhikr doesn't give benefit. The question doesn't arise. Always dhikr will give benefits. Always. How? The pious predecessors have stated that when a human being does dhikr of Allah, and with the barakah of that dhikr, the blessings of Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, even if one sin a person leaves, or one sin is reduced in his life, or even if he thinks in his mind, oh, this is not good. Then consider and understand that the dhikr of Allah is benefiting that person. Remember this. Is this a small amount of benefit? That you are thinking about a bad thing in your heart, that this is bad. Think for a moment. What a big benefit. And then on top of that, the insan, the human being, he carries on doing dhikr. And if he thinks that this is not good, then he starts to consider something as not good. And then when he considers something as bad, then he starts to feel, I want to leave this action. When he wants to leave the action, then he does leave that action, the sin, the bad action. So, alhamdulillah, the dhikr of Allah has a special quality and effect. It doesn't just have no connection. It has a connection. Slowly, slowly purifies the person. Then the sins are removed. They fall off his life, his body. And as the person increases and improves his dhikr, he gets closer to Allah Ta'ala. Qareeb. Close to Allah. So one pointer, it's very important for us to understand, and let's ingrain this into our minds. Embed this into our minds. For example, if you are traveling, like in the olden days, somebody was traveling, everyone would say, be careful on the journey, it's a long journey, look after your money, your wealth. In the olden days, they would sew, you know, their money to their inner clothing so that a thief cannot see. And then on the way, there would be thieves or bandits or highway robbers or animals, wild animals, and they're to look after themselves, their bodies, their goods, their luggage, so that they can reach their destination nicely. And they have stated, the friends of Allah, the pious elders, that when a person starts to do the dhikr of Allah and embarks on the journey to Allah, then remember one point. Point number one is that, alhamdulillah, you are on the right path. You have caught the bus, the right bus, the right train, the right vehicle to get to Allah. Then secondly, you need to be careful that on the way, on the journey, nobody loots you, steals from you. Thieves will come, bandits will come. In which form? Waswasa of shaitan, bad thoughts, negative thoughts, and they will make you weaker on dhikr. And these are the bandits on the way, on the journey of dhikr. And some people who get trapped on the journey. This is a long subject, but I'm just presenting it to you summarized. There are terms of tasawwuf. That a person who carries on traveling on the path, that a person who travels on the path of suluk to Allah. One is the one who's traveling and he stops. And then there's a person who turns back, raji', and he is in the most dangerous scenario. And he is unfortunate, very unfortunate. So don't let this emotion overcome you. If the whispering of shaitan, say, that's okay. Allah Ta'ala is saying to me, I'm benefiting. It cannot be that I'm not benefiting. Why should I leave this path? Why should I leave Allah Ta'ala's dhikr? So a person should increase and improve, not reduce. And diminish. Even if thousands of whispers come in the air, oh, there's no benefit, you're wasting your time, you don't need to do dhikr, it's unnecessary, look at other people, etc. No. And the most dangerous whisper that will cut off the root of the phase, of the fountain of phase, is shaitan, and the nafs will say, go, don't go towards the teacher, you're learning from the teacher, and it will weaken your trust and conviction and belief in the teacher and what he's teaching you. Never think like this. Never. So the elders in Islam have told us this, that grab hold of the path of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, don't worry about the whispering of shaitan, and be firm and steadfast in your work. And inshallah, one day, the conclusion will come that those same things that were whispering in your ears, you will start to feel good about what you are doing. But for this, to attain success, and then the third point here, is that a person should have some patience, should persevere, should bear with the time and the trials. Yes? A person should have patience. There's no rush to get to the end point. Oh, quickly, quickly, let's get to the end point. No, with ease, calmly, smoothly, go on the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if on the way a person's remembering Allah, doing dhikr of Allah, and he's living a good life, a good human being, and he passes away at some stage, everyone's going to pass away, then alhamdulillah, he has succeeded in his objectives before he has passed away. So this is what we need to do. The pious elders in Islam have given us a nasiha, and they used to educate their students so that they don't leave the world without success. So number one, to attain Allah Ta'ala's qurb, his nearness, which is our manzil, destination. Allah says, I've given you a very easy method. Do my dhikr and my qurb will come to you. My nearness will come to you. And when you increase your nearness to me, you'll get closer to me. And the more you increase and improve, the closer you will get to me, Allah Ta'ala says. And the second point is that the more a person is negligent of dhikr, lazy with dhikr, I'm telling you the meaning of hadith there. The more a person is lazy and negligent with regards to his dhikr, then he gets further away from Allah. Further away from Allah. We see this. We need to understand this. The more we are lazy, the more further away from Allah we'll go. And the more the negligence increases, gets stronger, then we will be further away from Allah. And the person goes far, 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 that the negligence, ghaflat, becomes danger for that person, then that person becomes a ghafil. Yeah, ghaflat leads to a ghafil. A ghafil is detached, ignorant, unaware, lazy, or you can say dead. The heart is dead, the soul is dead, according to the hadith. Yeah, this is hadith, isn't it? The ghafil person, the people who do the dhikr of Allah are alive, and those who don't do the dhikr of Allah, their hearts are dead.
These are the blessed words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They become, internally they're dead. Not physically, like they're not eating or they're not working or the wife and children, they left them. No. They are passed away in such a sense that internally their soul has passed away. They don't understand the deen. They don't understand differentiate between halal and haram. They don't understand the nuraniyat of Allah Ta'ala's deen. The nearness to Allah, the total awareness within is disappeared. It disappears when a person becomes a ghafil. So internally, it's like the person hasn't got a soul. He's a lifeless, soulless. Yeah, he's passed away. And all day long, he's lifeless, soulless. And there's no more dangerous scenario than this. Why? Because that person was lazy with Allah's dhikr. He was lazy. The laziness increased. The ignorance increased. And eventually, that person became the ghafil. So upon this, the pious elders have shared some events, and maybe I've shared this event with you before. There's another event that comes to my mind, which proves the fact that a person who doesn't do the dhikr of Allah is lifeless, soulless. There was a murid, a student, and he wanted to go on a journey to see his sheikh, to do ziyarah, like people do. And because this was the journey to go and see his sheikh, to do the ziyarah of his sheikh, and I'm speaking the language of ma'rifah, because you are, mashallah, people of the heart, studying purification of the heart. So it's just like a person's preparing to go for hajj. He's going to do ziyarah of the Kaaba. Yes, because this is the phase of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the same way, a salik, a traveler, in the same way with the preparation, he goes on the journey to see his sheikh. Like, for example, yesterday I told you a small point. I gave you a small point with regards to how a person should prepare and go to see his teacher. So in this event, he prepared, he went on the journey, took some food with him. After some journey, some distance, he would stop, pray nafil, do dhikr of Allah, do dua to Allah. He would carry on the journey to see his sheikh. And the more a person prepares with humility to go on a journey to see his teacher, and he has thirst in the heart and the love of Allah and the love of his teacher, if he's going to meet someone, then in the same way that person attains the faith. Allah Ta'ala says, it's upon your intention. Tasawwuf is such a thing that it's upon our own actions and intention. There's an example, the pious elders have said that there's a well, and you want to take some water out of the well, and you go and stand next to the well. So how will you get the water if you don't have the rope or the bucket or the container to lower into the well? So the well will say, how can I give you water? I am the well, I give water to people, I supply the water, but you've come to me, how will I give you water? You haven't come with the bucket, the vessel, that you can lower into me so you can take the water and quench your thirst. In the same way, the salik, when he goes to his sheikh, to meet his teacher, if he doesn't take the container of adab, he doesn't take the container, the vessel with the desire, then what will the sheikh put inside? That you're just going and sitting there empty-handed. You can ask for dua, nothing, no difference. So it's not the result of the sheikh, it's the achievement of the murid, of the student. It's not the achievement of the ashik, it's the achievement of the mashuk, of the one who is seeking, that he pulls his beloved towards him. So this is what we need to understand. The murid, if he takes a big container with his desire, with his love, with Allah Ta'ala's marifah, he has desire, and the bigger the vessel, and he goes to the well, and he lowers the vessel into the well, and he will fill the vessel with water and quench his thirst. So if a person goes with desire, love, affection to his teacher, then he will attain more. For example, when we would go to see a Hazrat, we would give sadqa first, charity, then we would go and see Hazrat, do ziyarah, we'd be grateful to Allah. You have allowed me to do ziyarah of your pious servant. And the person does not return empty-handed, because the vessel of your heart, Allah Ta'ala fills it. Allah Ta'ala fills him. Why are we doing all of this? For Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifah, for Allah Ta'ala's love. Allah Ta'ala says, this is my servant, go to him. Allah Ta'ala says to the student that this is my servant, my wali, go to him and you'll get my ma'rifah. And for example, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was told, go to this man, you will get my ma'rifah, said Allah. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was the Nabi, and Khizr alayhi salam was a Nabi, and Allah said, go and you'll get my ma'rifah. And Khizr alayhi salam said, why have you come? He said, I've come to learn knowledge, ilm, tell me about the ma'rifah of Allah. What a big point. Allah Ta'ala has given examples. So the student goes to his sheikh to learn. The sheikh doesn't give. It's Allah Ta'ala who gives, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala who gives the mercies, the blessings. But the sheikh is the fountain of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. The more you have sidaq and sincerity, and your vessel of desire is empty, and you'll go to the sheikh's majlis and your teacher, the question doesn't arise that a person will leave empty-handed. How can it happen? A person shouldn't even imagine that he leaves empty-handed. So with this passion and desire person, he was going to visit his sheikh, see his sheikh, and he had, mashallah, vision. and he had a good status and piety. So on the way on the journey, a tree came. And he thought, okay, I will spend a little bit of time here under the tree and rest. So he lay down under the tree and he put his hand out, tried to sleep. And there were some birds on the branches of the tree, two or three. And this Shaykh was Sahib Kashf, he had the power and Allah Ta'ala gave him the ability. And he was lying down in the tree and he heard the birds speaking to each other. And one bird said to the other, oh, looks like this man is a musafir. And the other bird said, yes, he is a musafir. Where is he going then? They said to each other. And the other bird said, I think he's going to meet his sheikh because he's going with a lot of preparation and caution and he's careful. And the other bird said, yeah, his whole body is doing the dhikr of Allah. He's going to meet his sheikh and they're all listening. Then the other bird said, oh, hi, how sad it is. How sad that he's come from so far. He's gone on a long journey and he's the ashik of his sheikh. And I don't understand that how much he feels so sad, he'll be upset. He doesn't even know this poor soul that his teacher last night passed away. He passed away. When he heard this, the student, he was lying down under the tree, the murid. Obviously, if a true ashik and murid, the passing away of the sheikh is like the news of Qiyamah. Yes, of like it's the end of the world. He was in such a bad state. He got up, he was distressed, upset. He thought, what shall I do? He said, I can't go back now, can I? Because obviously he was an ashik, so he thought, okay, if Hazrat has passed away, fair enough. At least Hazrat's musalla is there, his prayer mat's there. I'll go to the khanqah and I will look at where he sat. This is a big point, a person with ahli dil, and he knows that this is what occurs. So he embarked on the journey, he was crying, and he did dua to Allah. He said, okay. So then when he reached to the khanqah, and the khanqah was there, and there was a lot of people milling around, he did wudu, and then he prayed salah outside. Then when he went inside, the Hazrat was sat there, alhamdulillah, on his prayer mat, and he was surprised. So he met his sheikh and shook hands and did musafaha, and his sheikh also had kashf and vision. And he said, Hazrat, I was on a journey and I was coming and I heard this discussion. It's ajeeb that today are we in such a bad generation that even the birds have started to lie. And he said this to his sheikh, and his sheikh smiled because he understood what his student was saying. He said, the birds did not lie, they said correct. They were honest and truthful. He said, Hazrat, how comes they were honest then? And the Shaykh said that the bird was truthful, that your Shaykh did pass away, because last night your Shaykh was so unfortunate that last night he was ghafil from doing the dhikr of Allah. And he was ignorant from doing dhikr of Allah. And it wasn't maut, it was worse than maut that my name was written on the list of the people who have passed away. So brothers, we have to see our lives. Hadith tells us, Quran tells us, the lives of the walis of Allah tells us. And even then we are ghafil from dhikr of Allah. Even then we are lazy from the dhikr of Allah. We have no importance for the dhikr of Allah. So as a person does the dhikr of Allah, gets qareeb and close to Allah, my brothers, do the dhikr of Allah, and do dhikr of Allah with desire, deep passion, and have one destination in your sights, that Allah, I need your love, I need your qurb, I need your nearness. Allah Ta'ala has given us the path, He's explained to us the path. Now we need to have courage. We need to keep traveling with the courage and determination, with istiqamah and steadfastness, and drive your vehicle, inshaAllah. The person who's traveling on this journey, he will never leave empty-handed, inshaAllah he will succeed at some stage. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.